Thank you, Mike. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Well, today I want to speak to you about a gift that surpasses all understanding, a peace that only the Lord can provide. In a world that's full of uncertainty, stress, worries, and many hearts yearn for tranquility. True peace, though, is not found in material wealth, nor in worldly successes, and nor in fleeting pleasures. It's found in the unfailing love and promises of our Lord. Sadly, there are so many people in the world that have not yet to come to know this peace. We are so fortunate to have been given a glimpse into the plan and the ways of God. I'd like to read to you John 14, verse 27. And let us read this to guide our hearts towards the words of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." When Jesus says, "I do not give to you as the world gives," he's drawing a sharp contrast between the kind of peace he offers and the kind of peace that the world tries to provide. The world's version of peace is often temporary, conditional, or dependent on circumstances, like financial security, political stability, or the absence of conflict, something we very rarely see in today's world. It can be taken away just as quickly as it is given. But Jesus is offering us something radically different. Jesus is offering us a peace that is rooted in his presence, not on external conditions. In the context of John 14, Jesus is preaching to his disciples for his preparing his disciples for his departure. He knows that they are about to face fear and confusion and grief. Yet he tells them not to be afraid, because the peace he gives is steady, enduring, and anchored in the promise of the Holy Spirit and eternal life. It's not a peace that denies hardship. It's a peace that transcends it. What exactly is the peace of the Lord? The peace of the Lord is not merely the absence of conflict or trouble in our lives. It's a profound sense of calm, assurance, and trust that comes from knowing that we are held securely in his hands. This peace is both eternal and internal, rooted in our faith in his sovereignty and his goodness. Philippians 4, verse 6 through 7 reminds us, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ." This scripture encourages us to lay our burdens down at his feet, trusting that he will provide a rest for our weary souls. So how do we find peace in the Lord, brethren? Here are three steps that can help guide us towards experiencing the peace of the Lord in our lives. Step one, surrender to him. Peace begins when we stop relying on our own strength and surrender to God. Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 6 instructs us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." When we allow the Lord to lead us, we find comfort in the certainty that his plans for us are good and perfect. Step two, abide in his word. God's word is a wellspring of peace and offering wisdom, guidance, and reassurance. It is in his word that we hear his promises and are reminded of his faithfulness. Psalm 119, verse 165 tells us, "Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble." Make time to meditate on Scripture daily, letting His truth dwell richly within you. Step 3, pray without ceasing. Prayer is our lifeline to God. Through prayer, we share our worries and fears. We seek His guidance, and we give thanks for His blessings. In moments of prayer, we open ourselves to the fullness of His peace. As 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 through 18 reminds us, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." The peace of the Lord is not a one-time experience. It's a way of life. It transforms how we respond to adversity, it shapes our relationships with others, and it deepens our connection with God. When we embrace His peace, we become peacemakers, extending grace and love to those around us. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they may be called the children of God," Matthew 5, verse 9. Let us strive to live in harmony with others, forgiving as we have been forgiven, and sharing the joy of His peace. Friends, the peace of the Lord is available to all who seek Him with a sincere heart. In moments of chaos, remember that His peace is steadfast and unshaken. Let us commit to surrendering, abiding in His law, and praying without ceasing so that we may walk in His peace daily. As I close, I invite you to reflect on Isaiah 26, verse 3, which says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." May we trust in the Lord wholeheartedly and find rest in His enduring love. Let us thank God for the gift of peace, a peace that calms our fears and strengthens our hearts. Trust the Lord in our good, Lord our God, in all circumstances, and meditate on His word. Seek Him in prayer. May God's peace reign in our lives and in our hearts forevermore. And may the peace of the Lord be with you all. Happy Sabbath.